אתם עם SBS בעברית.
This is Vic Alladeff, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.
Vic, after 16 years of service to the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, you actually notified your intention to step down. Can you tell us about it?
Thank you, Nita. You're right, it has been 16 years. It has been an incredibly rich and rewarding 16 years in which the Jewish Board of Deputies and through that the Jewish community has been my life. I've lived and breathed it. And I have to put into that sentence 18 years prior to that on the Australian Jewish News. So since arriving in this greatest of countries in 1986, the Jewish community has been my life. I've lived and breathed it. In terms of this decision to step down, it has been on the one level, intellectually, rationally, I know it is the right decision, and it's the right decision for the organization, and it's important to succession plan, and that's very much part of my decision. Emotionally, it has been a wrench, because for the reason I've just said, I've lived and breathed the organization and the community. That said, what has been so humbling and gratifying in the few weeks since I announced that I would be stepping down has been the response, first of all, from within the Jewish community, of course, but even perhaps more rewarding for us as a community, a response from other communities, from members of parliament across the board, different colors, different parties. So for example, just this week, the leader of the opposition in New South Wales had a function for Labour Party MPs to acknowledge my efforts over the last few years. One of those members of parliament, his name is Jihad Dib, he's Muslim, and he gave the most moving speech where he said, on behalf of the Muslim community, I want to thank you and acknowledge you and for the connections between our two communities, because the truth is, he and I have spoken up for each other's communities. He for the Jewish community, myself for the Muslim community, when there have been attacks on our respective communities. An Indian member of parliament talked about our work paving the way for Indian members of parliament to stand for parliament. And this sort of response, and then politically from Labour, from Greens, from Independents, from the government side, of course, and leaders in all of those coming forward to express their acknowledgement of work which has been done in the space. So that is very rewarding and a very positive sign going forward that while the Jewish community is small, while the Board of Deputies is small, we do work very hard to build relationships, to promote social inclusion, and to do so through the prism of the Jewish experience. So we are proud of our identity, we are proud of what we stand for, but we express all of that as Australians and as part of what is, I believe, the greatest country in the world.
And we are talking to CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Alladeff, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And I must say, on a personal level and also on behalf of our listeners, we have to thank you because we followed each other. I joined SBS in 1988. You joined the Australian Jewish News in 1986. So in 1988, when I joined the SBS, you came to interview me, the young journalist. You were the young journalist as well. We met each other. And we had the connection ever since, and you actually many, many times you enlightened our listeners with what is happening in the Jewish community. When you were the editor of the Australian Jewish News, we used to interview you on a regular basis, and also in your capacity as the CEO, you did fantastic work for us as well at SBS. Vic, my question to you, what do you see as the highlights of your service to the Jewish community?
There are two highlights which I identify. One, as editor of the Australian Jewish News, and then more recently as CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies. As editor of the Australian Jewish News, I took many controversial positions, and the one which I took, which was the most controversial and which I remain the proudest of all these years later, was in the year 2000, when there was the first time ever there was a Jewish float in the Sydney Gay Mardi Gras. And I published a photograph on the front page of the Jewish News of two of the Jewish participants, very respectfully dressed in black with a pink Magen David on their chest. And certain sectors of the community went ballistic, to put it mildly. The paper then, and I believe now, gets approximately a dozen, maybe 20 letters to the editor a week. When I published that photograph and with a column explaining why I was doing what I was doing, over the next 3 weeks, the Jewish News received 210 letters to the editor, all but a dozen supporting the position I take, which was supporting the right of Jewish gays to be gay. And
in retrospect, you're thinking, my God, I mean, this is incredible.
And that was 20 years before the same-sex marriage debate, I have to remind listeners. And why I'm proudest of it is because all these years later, there's now a Jewish float in the Mardi Gras every year, and it's nobody else's business. No one else worries about it. But moving right along to my role on the Board of Deputies, the issue of which I remain absolutely the proudest was spearheading a campaign which we ran, which achieved legislative reform. There are not many communities in the world which can claim legislative reform. And what that was about, very briefly, in 2014, an extremist leader gave a speech on the streets of Sydney calling for death to the Jews, and the law did nothing about it. And at the Board of Deputies, we very quickly concluded that if you can give a speech calling for violence or death against any group of Australians, whether that be women or Filipinos, Muslims or Jews or Christians, and the law does nothing, it puts everyone at risk. So we also concluded this needs to be a whole of society issue. And so we formed a coalition which we called Keep New South Wales Safe. I had the honor of being the spokesperson for this campaign. And over the next 3 years, we held about 150 to 200 meetings with members of parliament, media interviews across the board, in which our message was very simple and very clear. We said, if you incite violence on the basis of race, religion, gender, sexual preference, and other categories, that is a crime right there, and there needs to be a law which says that. And in June, on June 27, 2018, Section 93Z of the New South Wales Crimes Act became law, in which we said exactly what I've just said. That is something of which we as a board are very proud, and which I, as spokesperson who led that campaign, am exceptionally proud, because the beneficiaries, every single person who lives in the state of New South Wales.
Vic Aladev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, thank you so much, and I'm sure that you'll continue your important work for the Jewish community in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anita, and that's exactly my intention. Thank you.
Thanks.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.